Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. A Menasha police officer finds himself on the other side of the badge after allegedly using a license plate recognition system to track his ex-girlfriend. Christian Morales appeared in court last Friday on a felony charge of misconduct in office. According to the criminal complaint, Morales used the Flock system to search for the victim's car 5 times in less than a week. The reason in the system used by law enforcement was listed as welfare. If convicted, Morales faces a maximum penalty of 3.5 years behind bars and or a $10,000 fine. Republican lawmakers in Madison are introducing a bill that would open Wisconsin roads to driverless vehicles. The proposal calls for creating a safety board, a permit system, and regulations covering crash procedures and alcohol limits. Supporters say the plan could attract investment and jobs. After more than a month of seeing gas prices continue to drop week after week, the price at the pump shot up around a dime a gallon over the past week. According to the AAA, the average price in Green Bay right now for a gallon of regular unleaded is about $2.52. Last week, it was around $2.41. But before we start feeling gouged, gas prices on average are still starting the new year below where they've been for years. Gas experts say the last time average gas prices were this low was back in March of 2021. As tensions about ICE agents have heated up across the country, Oneida Nation leaders are advising tribal members to keep their tribal ID cards handy. Oneida Nation recently issued a public service announcement advising members on how to respond if approached by ICE agents. Leaders say the Oneida Nation does not welcome ICE agents onto their reservation, and they condemn the recent actions by ICE agents in Minnesota. The announcement says they've been monitoring the issue as ICE agents now appear to be targeting indigenous peoples across the United States. This as hundreds flooded the streets of Green Bay over the weekend to protest the Trump administration and ICE. Protests in Green Bay have been growing since the ICE officer shot and killed Renee Good in Minneapolis last week. From a couple dozen who gathered in Light Park the night of the shooting, to 10 times that number who took to the streets near the corner of Mason and Webster last Sunday. Though the demonstration was called No ICE, No War, protesters voiced their concerns about the Trump administration on a number of different issues, including military operations in Venezuela. Many who came out to have their voices heard say they feel like the country is heading down a dark path, and recent actions go against what they feel America stands for. These demonstrations are part of a larger wave of protests nationwide, sparked by the ICE officer's fatal shooting last week. Republican lawmakers gathered in Green Bay to share their plans for statewide data centers. The group outlined their proposed legislation at the STEM Innovation Center on the UW-Green Bay campus over the weekend. District 2 Representative Shea Sortwell says the legislation would protect farmland and water usage while making sure electricity bills do not go up for area residents as a result. Lawmakers say the proposed bill is not advocating for or against data centers. It still leaves the decision to local municipalities whether or not they want a data center in their community. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NCAA. The Wisconsin Badgers on the road at Minnesota. The Gophers with a record of 10-6. The Badgers now 11-5 after that huge win over the weekend against number 2 ranked Michigan. NBA, the Bucks are at home. They're taking on the Timberwolves. NFL, the Packers players beginning their offseason. Should Matt LaFleur be back as the head coach? I asked Micah Parsons.
Yeah, I believe so. I've had my fair share of coaches and people around this league that I've been around, and Matt's one of the best guys and people, like as a person, I've been around since I've been in this league. I reached out to him when I started seeing this, and I said, man, when I agreed to come here, like, you were part of the reason why I came here. I want you a part of this, and, you know, I love you. I think you're a great coach, and, you know, he appreciated those words, and we had a brief conversation, but Matt is, I think he's a great guy.
That's Packers defensive end Micah Parsons with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies with highs near 40. That might sound nice and mild, but it will feel more like the 30s when you factor in the breeze. For tonight, lows down into the upper teens with a few snow showers possible. Colder on Wednesday, highs only near 20.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.fm.